didn't.
Quick Slam this morning, focusing on Randolph County United Way, and Atina Roberts in studio joins me now, getting set for the Taste of Missouri stroll.
We are. It's going to be super exciting. Hopefully the weather will be relatively decent. I think you were talking earlier that hopefully it'll like do its thing before 3 o'clock, yeah, and we'll have a good time in the afternoon.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance of that. So what's your role? What will you be doing?
So I will be probably floating around, harassing everybody, taking plenty of photos. But my role as United Way is we are doing Purses with a Purpose, which is going to be at a stroke of magic. It is one of our fundraisers throughout the year. Previously, it was used for the dual credit scholarship program, which we'll talk about more about it later. But this year, since we've got additional funding some other places, it's going to be just kind of a generalized fundraiser. But we have name brand purses, some pretty epic purses. I'm not a huge purse person myself. I grew up in boots and Wranglers and never carried a purse. So I'm a little shell-shocked by the wide variety of purses.
But you've been told these are quality.
These are good purses. I've spent a lot of time on like Poshmark and other places finding what these purses are. But we've got like Coach, Dooney & Burke, some big name brands, lots of Liz Claiborne, which is a slightly moderate, but anywhere from like a $20 purse on up to like a $300 purse, stuff that I would never have imagined. But my purse friends that I have are kind of all drooling and getting ready. They're going to help me set up tonight, and kind of take their pick of what they're looking for.
So how's it work?
So you just come in to a stroke of magic. We'll also have a winery there with us. They're going to have wine slushies, so that should be add to the entertainment. But we'll have purses out on display, and you can just buy it now. We've done auctions before, but with the wine stroll, it's easier just to kind of do a cash and carry. And having a nice, new, lovely purse will make it easier to carry those bottles of wine that you buy along with the different wineries down through the Depot District. So, give you plenty of ways to pack stuff home.
Those interested should get there soon.
Then. Yeah, absolutely. We open at 3 o'clock, so if you want to stop by before you pop into the auditorium, feel free to kind of take a look and get the best picks early in the day. Or let your wine do the talking for you later and just take a whole bunch home with you at the end of the evening.
And so what will the funds be used for?
So these will go towards our regular campaign. This is our 50th year, so we have some kind of exciting stuff. Hopefully it'll roll out in January, and we're going to earmark that stuff for it. So we'll kind of talk about that later throughout the year. But we are working with like 18 different agencies helping provide funding for stuff, including youth programming and senior meals. So there's all things we need to have funds throughout the year for to make sure we can provide those to those who need them, whether they're a low-income family or just a family who's fallen on some medical hard times. It just needs a little bit of help. So
I saw the little 50th sign out on your mound by your office.
Yes. The amount of gold confetti that was used to decorate that is kind of impressive. But yeah, the come together is our slogan for this year's campaign. Because it takes all of us to come together to make things happen. So we've got the logo and the celebrating 50 years out on our front yard, and kind of catches your attention. And I'm pleased that the rain has not completely killed it. I'm impressed with the amount of, you know, shellac that's used to keep glitter in place. So,
Atina Roberts in studio with me. Now, you mentioned Purses with a Purpose, formerly funded dual credit scholarships. Those have not gone away. You still do that, right?
We do. And we've actually been able to partner with Wells Fargo. They've agreed to help us sponsor our dual credit scholarship program for the last 2 years. Every year I just file a grant for them so they can reapprove it. But we have basically $5,000, not even basically, we have $5,000 to give away for dual credit scholarships. Typically we've kept those just for students in Randolph County because we had sometimes limited funds to do that with. But this year, knowing that we have a full $5,000, we're including Salisbury, Madison, and if you're a kid who lives in Middle Grove and you go to a different school, you're part of our footprint of United Way. So we encourage you to apply for the dual credit scholarship program. Our website has all the applications, or you can go to your high school counselor, and they've got applications as well.
What's our timeline? What's the deadline?
I try to make all the colleges happy in the area. And they want their funds as soon in the year as they can. So by the end of August, I would like to have all the applications back.
Right around the corner.
Yep. But as soon as we get them, I will pass them on to, we have a committee that goes through all the applications to use up all that money. That's not money I want to keep around. You know, I want to help as many kids as we can. So we offer it twice a year, one for the fall semester and then one for the winter semester starting in January. So it's impressive to be able to help, you know, a bunch of kids who otherwise can't make that work. And even if it's a kid who wants to take a upper-level math class so he can go on to be a drafter or a welder or whatever, they need those classes to get their certification in a trade school. So this is a good way to offer that to
get
them.
Get it out of the way in high school.
Absolutely.
Right, you bet.
No reason to take it twice if you don't have to.
You bet. Okay, so check in on that. Tina, Days of Caring. You mentioned the last time you were in, but it's right around the corner. What is Days of Caring?
So Days of Caring is brand new. We are working with different businesses and nonprofit agencies throughout Randolph County, also Salisbury, Madison, Middle Grove areas. If you have a project that you need something help to complete, please register on our website. And we're working on getting volunteers to join together to get that stuff done. I've had some interest from a wide variety, including Mobile Area Technical Center, who's looking to provide some students throughout the day. So we have lots of volunteers. We have a good amount of projects, but we'll always be happy to accept more. And if we can't get it done on the Days of Caring, which is September 20th and 21st, say you're a nonprofit and you can't close your doors on a Friday, then I will work with other volunteers to see if we can't get those covered on a different day for you. So,
is this something that your agencies are involved in any way?
Yes, we have some of our agencies that have projects that need to be completed. So I'll piggyback off of Wine Stroll with Safe Passage. Last year they had all new privacy fence put up and they had a bike shed. And those are things that they need to be able to stain and take care of so they can maintain them for a longer period of time. But they just don't have the manpower or the extra funds to get that taken care of. So I've got a slew of volunteers who are going to go out there with some power sprayers and paintbrushes and stain both of those. Those help not only with the facilities look better, but make that fence last longer in the building a lot more sound and secure. So,
all right. So check in on that September 20th and 21st if you can lend a hand.
Yeah.
It's a great time to get involved in the community.
Absolutely. And there's some workplaces that require you to have so many volunteer hours or whatever. This is an easy way to get it done because if you don't want to hunt down a project, I will provide one for you. So just give us give me a call or go to our website to register that you want to help out and we'll get you connected. So,
when is your golf tournament?
So for those people who say, I am not swinging a hammer, you can swing a 9-iron instead. Our golf tournament is the same day. It will be out at Heritage Hills. We have a good group of volunteers from Wells Fargo that actually helped put that together. Tea time is at noon, but lunch is served at 11. So should be a fantastic time. I went out there last year and got to enjoy it, and it's impressive the amount of people that come out and just for a good time. They're just there for, you know, you get the good old boy elbow rubbing and such to give each other a hard time about horrible shots and missing the fairway. But it's,
is that on the Saturday?
Yep, it's on. It's actually on the Friday.
It's on
September
the Friday, 20th. The 20th.
Yep.
Okay, so that's on the 20th, and Days of Caring the 20th and the 21st.
Yes.
Again, your website?
Yes, UnitedWayRandolphCounty.org. Or if you're like, that's too many letters, Atina, give me a phone call at 263-6588, and I can email you all the information or fax it to you if you'd prefer, so I can get you hooked up.
What's it cost?
So it is $300 for a team of four. If you're not interested in playing, because you do want to volunteer, but if you want to sponsor a hole, we have hole sponsorships available as well. So.
All right. So, Atina Roberts with us. It seems you've got a lot of things that are building momentum to the kickoff there.
Yes, absolutely. So, all of this leads off into our campaign season, which starts September 1st, and it runs until the end of November, and that is the public cheerleading aspect of our campaign. You know, the big, the hoorahs and the getting everybody kind of involved. We don't stop fundraising outside of this season. We're doing it year-round, but this is the real big push of getting everybody involved, whether it's your workplace campaign. Some of the workplace campaigns do payroll deductions. Others do like events, like special events of Jeans Day and those sort of things. So it's kind of launching that off throughout the fall season to get that going.
All right. So lots of things happening to help your member agencies and Live United.
Absolutely, very much so.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to mention? Contact information? You want to go over that again?
Yep, well, absolutely. So our website is www.unitedwayrandolphcounty.org, or, of course, give me a phone call, 263-6588.
And you'll see Atina at the Stroll tomorrow.
Absolutely. It would be a good time. Please stop by and see us at A Stroke of Magic at 3 o'clock.
All right, Purses with a Purpose. Atina Roberts from Randolph County United Way has been my guest.
The bitterness of poor quality.